It's Friday night at 6 p.m. and you're tuned in to the only radio station in the country that lets a teenager run the show. Live and in color, it's Teens on Air. I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room. We now go to Studio Z with our star, teen sensation, Zach Callison. Take it away, Zach.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host for Teens on Air, Zach Callison. Thank you, producer Andrew, for that pre-recorded intro. You know, that's the thing about Andrew. He'll actually come into the Studio Z a couple hours before the show to make sure that that recording is so perfect that he doesn't have to do it live. Personally, I enjoy the spontaneity, so I prefer doing most of the show live unless we had to catch a celebrity interview earlier in the week or something. But without further ado, let's get Teens on Air started, guys. It's Friday night, and summer is right around the corner. It is the last weekend in May, which means that summer vacation is just a couple weeks away. Some of us are already done, fortunately. But last weekend was actually Memorial Day weekend, the long weekend, which for me, it kind of marks the initial start of summer here in Southern California. You've got people flocking to the beaches, baseball season is well underway, which is very important to me. And there's these barbecues and pool parties everywhere in town. And I was actually fortunate enough to grace my presence at a Young Hollywood barbecue last weekend. You know, you think at one of these sort of things, you run into people like yourself, and you sit and chat a little bit about each other's projects and shows and whatnot, and just really kind of be in the know of one another. No, not at all, actually. These are the kind of moments in an adolescent young Hollywood life where you really realize who you shouldn't invite to your Christmas party. It's like the mid-season, if you will, for checks and balances in showbiz. But let me give you guys an example. So, say you walk into the backyard barbecue, and a couple of your cohorts are there, and you say something along the lines, they say something like, "Oh, hey, Zach, how's it going?" I say, "Oh, it's good, man. How are you?" And then that's when they do this. "Oh, it's good, man. I just got this new pilot that I'm filming for Disney," which, boys and girls, means nothing in this town unless it's going to roll out on TV in the fall. But, you know, I want to praise my friend for landing something, so I say, "That's awesome, man. Congratulations." And then I get a thank you, followed by silence. Yep, the new subject in the conversation immediately gets introduced, which, that's kind of an irk, because, hello, I'm kind of an actor here. I stroked your ego, now you stroke mine. You know, voiceover, we're people too. No one bothered me asking how Steven Universe was going. I mean, I get it. Sometimes my peers will forget I do acting, but it's okay, because I know that 500,000 kids in the world have liked the Steven Universe page and run into me at conventions and red carpets, take pictures and sign autographs, but I just want the recognition from my friends. No, for real, though. There are some really strange things that happen at these barbecues. Some of them are good, though, like amazingly attractive girls pop up, and, I mean, I don't want to name any names. Diamante, and you know, it's cool, because Diamante is a good friend of the show. We play her music here at Teens on Air. But I was watching her at this barbecue, and it's really funny, because aside from her, how all the other guys our age try and hit on her with all the other girls at the party. And they go into what I like to call bro mode, you know, the whole wear my swim trunks below my waist to expose my pelvic V to make me appear buff, but it's really because I'm underweight and skin and bones. And they wear the cop shades, or whatever they're called, or no, the Ray-Ban. And they have the backwards California Republic logo hat, like they're a ward of the state or something. And they do that walk over to her with a double fist strut. Now, I want you to take a second and imagine in your mind the double fist strut. Whatever you're imagining, that's exactly what the double fist strut is. And sometimes he only does it with one hand because he's got a red Solo cup in the other hand. And he pretends it has alcohol in it. But because it's an underage party and there's parents there, you know, like, doing barbecue stuff. It tends to be fruit punch or something, but the way he carries that red Solo cup, it has so much pride in it, you'd really be convinced that he has an illegal substance in it. And the best part about it is, when I watch this guy's display, he can't really figure out what he's going to say to impress a girl, so he'll sit down next to her and just goes, "Hey, what's up?" And I'm thinking to myself, that's it? Really? But it gets better because then he pulls out his cell phone, and I think to myself, don't do it, man. Come on. And he goes, you want to take a selfie with me? And I'm like, oh, come on. That's your game? A selfie? Really? I mean, Youth of America, we have issues. Anyway, guys, that's enough of the rant. We have a great Teens on Air show for you guys today. Michaela Deeth and Dee Dee Magno are here for our very special Steven Universe episode. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in a hot minute. Do not go away.
Hey, everyone. Ashley Argota here from True Jackson VP and now ABC Family's The Fosters. What I really want to tell you guys about is a great event coming up next month, June 21st, at Busby's East in Los Angeles. This incredibly talented 14-year-old pop sensation, Kaylee Stallings, is releasing her debut CD, Gone, and AA&M Promotions is throwing a party and concert event to celebrate. I'm going to be there hosting along with actor Zach Callison from the animated feature film Mr. Peabody and Sherman and the voice of Steven on Cartoon Network's Steven Universe, as well as Miss Teen Asia USA and all-girl pop group Girl Radical member Megan Henry. Kaylee's invited some great musical talent, too, who's going to be performing there before Kaylee takes the stage to perform her original songs off her debut album, Live. So come on out and join me, Ashley Argota, to support my friend Kaylee Stallings and her music. You guys can go ahead and get more information and purchase tickets by going to www.facebook.com/AAMPromotions or www.easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. See you guys there.
Thank you for that, Ashley. I'm actually going to be hosting that event, as you heard, with her, as well as Megan Henry. So I hope to see you guys there. That's June 21st at Busby's East for Kaylee Stallings. One other housekeeping thing I do need to take care of, first of which is a reminder for the Ocella event. Tomorrow night, it's going to be in Oak Park, California. Our very first guest that we had here on Teens on Air, the Ocella Boys, are going to be performing among many other talented people. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait. We also found out that we've just sold out all the tickets for the concert. Thank you guys so much to anyone out there who bought tickets and supporting the event. I will see you guys there. It's going to be a blast. So I believe we have Michaela and Dee Dee on the show. Let's get talking to them.
Hey, guys. Producer Andrew here in the control room. We'll get back to Zach in a hot minute, but first, I just wanted to let you know that Teens on Air has an official Facebook group page that you can join. You just log on to your Facebook and type in the search bar, Teens on Air, and join the group. You'll be able to check out the newest music, not on FM radio, find links to all the celebrities and teen stars that we have on the show, as well as check out the awesome things that we find from you to put on the group. So don't forget, every Friday night at 6 p.m., we're live in Hollywood on Easy Way Broadcasting, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room, sending it back to Zach in the Z Studio.
Hey guys, Zach here, and I've got two very special guests that I wanna introduce to you guys. We've got Dee Dee Magno Hall and Michaela Deeth on the show. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
Now, you may know these guys because they work with me on Steven Universe, and Dee Dee plays Pearl, and Michaela plays Amethyst alongside me, and plays Steven. And I brought them into the studio today for a very special treat for you guys to talk to them. So let's start with Michaela. The first question, what is your favorite character trait of Amethyst?
My favorite character trait of Amethyst is how she embraces herself. I think, you know, she just loves herself. She's not afraid to be herself. She's not afraid to show, like, her warts and all. She doesn't have warts, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She's just, like, she's always herself.
We know that Amethyst is kind of a zany character. She's out there. She's got a lot of energy. How do you use your voice to bring that out?
That's funny. I feel like it comes out in the animation. I mean, I don't change my voice that much for the character. I feel like, in fact, a lot of her vocal quality is very chilled. It's like, chill. She's like, cool. But
yeah.
At the same time, she is very youthful. Actually, I guess she's more like immature.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Now, for Dee Dee, Pearl is kind of the mother hen of the gems. How do you bring that out in when you do the character?
I have to say that it is a very natural thing for me to take on that role because I am, in fact, a mother. I have two beautiful children who both enjoy Steven Universe tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am just myself whenever I have to scream after Steven, it is literally I'm just changing the name. I'm screaming after my child. Really. So I think that just that quality about Pearl, the motherhood, the mother hen role comes very natural to me.
So for those of you that don't know, the process for recording an episode of Steven Universe is we go to Cartoon Network, go in the studio once a week, and it's usually an ensemble recording. Now, not every show does this, but we all go into the studio together and read our lines, when schedules permit, of course. My question for you guys, even though I do have my own positive opinion on this, what do you guys think about the ensemble records, and how do you think it helps you work with the characters and get good reads with the other actors?
Ugh, Zach is the worst. What's funny is I feel like it's in general always the three of us, and so I think our relationship, you know, over the past year has really developed, and I think you can hear it too in some of the episodes that are coming out. I think it's fun. I used to, for other projects, I've recorded independently, and so I love being able to play off of both of you, especially for like the Pearl Amethyst banter. I think it helps to be able to see each other.
Yeah.
I think it also helps with the flow of the show. Oftentimes I will read the script and not quite understand what's going on until I actually get to the record and see the little the storyboard on the television screen, and then having all of us kind of have the banter together definitely makes for a more smooth read. I've done it where I just am there by myself sometimes to do pickups or whatever, if I'm out of town and my schedule doesn't permit, so I'll do it by myself, and most of the time I won't know what is going on, and so it helps, I think, for me anyway, and it's almost more fun when we're all in the studio together.
Yeah, sometimes it's really strange to do an imaginary scene that's one-sided where you're just doing your lines in a cartoon. That's,
totally.
It's not always an ideal environment.
No.
Yeah, if I ever have to record by myself, I cry. I cry. And then I think about all the fun jokes that we could be having.
If they brought the other actors.
Yeah, other people are in the room.
We miss Estelle, though.
Yes, we don't often get to record with Estelle. We did the first few episodes with her, but she moved back to New York, and she's traveling all over the world with her music career.
Being famous.
But she still does a great job and records wherever she can. And speaking of which, for both of you guys, what is a specific moment or time that was the most fun for you in the Steven Universe studio?
Ooh, I know.
Okay.
Sorry. In the beginning, I feel like a lot of the eps that we did had to deal with, like, the earth shaking and, like, earthquakes, and just with everyone, like, freaking out collectively was a great bonding experience. I feel like it really made us grow together.
The earthquake noises.
Yes. I would have to concur. Those are definitely my favorite times when you have to not say words, but actually just make noises, and yes, have those like reaction, like effort sounds, what they refer to as effort sounds. So like those are so much fun, and we end up like my cheeks end up hurting from smiling and laughing throughout our scenes.
What's your favorite part?
Well, to add on to that, especially our engineer Robert, if we do a really weird effort sound, he loves to play it back the entire session just to annoy us. It's really funny if you're not the one being played back.
He's very talented and quick with his fingers like that.
Yeah, I have a feeling that he has a folder filled with effort noises that we've made over the past year or two.
I'm sure he does. That would be something nice to have.
Okay, so more about the story of Steven Universe.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite part of the plot and how it speaks to the audience.
Do you have an answer? Do you want to go?
Sorry to put you on the spot. Well, when we did the WonderCon appearance, I remember one of the fans coming up and saying that she really appreciated the fact that this was a show about a young boy who was looking up to three strong women characters. So I love that about the show. And I love the dynamics of the different gems. I love their relationship, you know, as much as Amethyst and Pearl kind of like butt heads on things. They clearly love each other and care for each other, and I think that goes for all of the gems. But I love also just I just love the relationships of all of them together. And then when Rose Quartz comes into play, I think she's so beautiful, and you could clearly see the beauty that comes out of Steven.
Yeah.
I think for all those same reasons, and then additionally, I mean, Rebecca and Ian and the whole, all the writers, they've done an amazing job of creating this very full world. And I love how it's a show that, you know, as Dee Dee was saying, she could watch it with her sons, and like the two of them would take away maybe similar things from that episode, or maybe completely different things. I love that it can be sort of a family watching experience. But it's so, like the mythology behind everything is so impressive. I like how people who are true fans of the show are like really into it because they can, there are so many details to pick up on, and they, you know, the writers have left little Easter eggs in different episodes. So I think that's my favorite part.
The writing team has a really great relationship with the fans. Rebecca Sugar, the creator, has so many fans across the world that we've met a lot of them at WonderCon in Anaheim, like you were talking about, that really analyze the show and try to understand what's going on and what's coming up in the future. Even if we're not allowed to talk about it yet, they have all these great theories, and it's really fun to have a dedicated fan base like that.
Totally. If I could just add a little bit, just to watching the show too, because when we go into the recording studio and we just see the black and white storyboard, when it all comes together with all of the color, all of the animation, the music that goes into it, it's so beautiful. The show is so beautiful to look at, and then also to listen to the music, the original music that's being created for the show is just so impressive to me, and also all of the quirky tunes that. Zip, 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 zip. Oh, continue.
Yeah.
I thought you were telling me that you. Okay, sorry. as I was saying, the quirky tunes also that are written by Rebecca and her team. I just love them, and they're tunes that stick in your brain. Like my kid both of them have memorized pretty much all of the songs, and they sing it on a daily basis.
I still remember the Cookie Cat rap. I do that all the time for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I don't know. I'm a little under the weather right now. But you guys
what?
Can. What? What? I know. It's a cop out. I know. So let's get into the rest of the cast. Obviously, everybody's not here. We don't have Estelle here. We talked about her earlier. But there's a lot of recurring characters on the show, like Petey, played by Atticus Schaefer, mm-hmm. Lars and Sadie, Matthew Moy, and Kate Micucci. What do you guys think has been the most fun part about having such a large cast with such varied people in it?
Oh, it's fun to hang out with everyone, like in between takes, even interacting with them, you know, in the booth when we're all recording together. But I love I love how this show has brought together so many different perspectives and different people, and all of whom I think are pretty hilarious. Like, Kate and Matthew are so funny.
Yeah.
I just love listening to them say their lines. All of them, like, even a few that you didn't name, and I don't remember all their names. but like they just sometimes their voices look nothing like they would. I mean, if looking at their faces, their voices are very, very different. But I think it's just so cool, and everybody's so talented, and it's a little bit of work to be a voice actor. This is my first experience with it, so I didn't know what to expect. All I do know is that it is boodles of fun. It is I just told her that yesterday at the record. My mom, growing up, my mom used to always say, "Oh, it's a boodle of fun." Boodle. Boodle.
Next thing you guys know, that's going to be written onto the show.
Yeah. Dee Dee was like, "Isn't it oodles?" I'm like, "Yes, but it's also boodles."
So, Dee Dee, besides your voiceover stuff, you are also a singer, and you did some musical theater. I started in musical theater, so we share that background. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your role in Miss Saigon. You played Kim. And how long was your tour with the show?
Wow. I originated the role of Kim in the second national touring company of Miss Saigon in 1995. Were you born then?
I was not. I was born in 1997.
Thanks a lot, Michaela. Wait, that is so funny.
I was very, very young.
I said it as a joke, but I didn't realize that he actually wasn't born yet.
She's actually 10 years old when she did the show. That's no problem, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, anywho,
So I was on the road for about 2.5 years, and then I went to New York, and I played the same role again on Broadway for another few years. And at one point, I was the longest running Kim, and it was the best job. I mean, well, okay, next to being in Steven Universe, of course, one of my dream roles. So I first saw the show in London years before that, and to have been able to play such an intense role where, you know, I get to sing and act and not really dance so much, a little bit of dancing, the kind of dancing that, you know, your mama ain't proud of, if you know what I mean, if you know the story. Anyway, another role that I played was the part of Nessa Rhodes in Wicked, mm-hmm. and I did that for a good number of years, too, on the first national tour, and then also the sit-down company in San Francisco.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love Wicked. I saw it in Chicago. It was a while back. I don't remember. Maybe I saw your show.
No, I was never in Chicago.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, that was the same company, though, that I joined later
yeah.
on.
Now, for Michaela, I am a huge video game fan, and it just so happens you did a voice in Grand Theft Auto V?
I did, Zach. In fact, I did.
What was that all about?
It was crazy. It actually was the only time that I booked a job without auditioning for it. You know, the game has so many voices on it, so they just brought people in. But I remember sitting, my agent didn't tell me anything. He just said, "Okay, there's a project. Go to this recording location." So I went and saw the director walking out with this guy who had just been in the booth, and he was all sweaty and stuff. And I'm like, "Oh my God, what am I in for?" And then I get called in, and I'm a little scared. I have no idea what's going on. And yeah, the guy looks, I'm Asian, you probably don't know by my voice, but I'm Asian, and the guy looks at me and he's like, "Wait, you're not Latina?" I'm like, "No, not Latina," but it turns out that, yeah, I was cast as a Latino woman, so I just spend the game, like, I basically recorded for an hour screaming about, you know, traffic, and my car, and my boss's car, and trying Pilates and yoga, and nothing's working to change my body. That was me. And then I had to pretend to buy drugs. So that was interesting.
Grant, that thought it was an interesting game in general.
Yeah. For all you kids listening, you don't have to play. Don't go to the library, read a book. Go play Scrabble.
Stay in school.
Yeah, stay in school.
Aditi, I actually read your bio. before the show, and it said that you originally wanted to be a dentist.
Huh? What?
So, tell me about that, and when did that change to being an actress?
That's so funny, because I do remember saying that at one point in my life. I was probably maybe 9 years old. And the reason why I said dentist is because I visited a friend's family member, and I found out that they were a dentist because they also do practice from their out of their house, and their house was humongous. And then they had a dentist chair and, like, you know, some teeth and, like, all this kind of stuff, like a big toothbrush. And I was like, I want to be a dentist because I want to have a huge house.
Wait, but, time out. I'm so sorry. Why? What? Was the dentist chair, like, in the living room?
No. Like, so they had, like, a little den area where I think this is a family of Filipino dentists. And so I don't know if they were, like, you know, working on their relatives or something. I don't know.
That's so weird.
But no, but they had, like, it looked like an office inside of their house somewhere. It was, like, a small, you know, room where...
Oh.
But, yeah. It wasn't in the middle of the...
Okay.
Yeah, no. But it was definitely in their house. Like, they had all of the dentist's, you know, things in a mini office in their house. And I was just impressed by how large the house was. That's the reason why I said I wanted to be a dentist.
That's awesome.
I don't feel the same way, but I have much respect for them. Very tough job.
You have beautiful teeth. Oh, thanks!
Braces.
Have you guys seen the claymation Christmas movies with Rudolph in them?
Yeah.
You know, what's the line? The little elf guy, he doesn't want to be a Santa's helper. He wants to be a dentist, and the supervisor says, "Good grief, a dentist!" Good grief, a dentist!
That is so funny. And so for a while, I was telling people that I wanted to be a singing dentist.
That's basically what that movie was about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
I think it would be hard to be a dentist. Like, no one ever... I mean, you're not excited to go to the dentist, and then after they fix you up, it usually hurts, but you never, like, write them thank you notes. You're never, like...
They're different now. They're different now. Yeah. The kids' dentistry, although their offices are, like, they're decked out with black screen TVs, big stuffed animals, toys, treasure chests where you can get stuff if you've behaved nicely.
Free
toothbrushes and
toothpaste. My favorite part.
Yes, you know, they make it a much more happy place for a child.
Wow.
Now, Michaela, I don't think you wanted to be a dentist, but did you have a did you have a career choice before you chose the acting path?
When I was little, I remember telling people I wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh.
And then they would ask me to tell jokes. I'm like, I don't know any jokes. I didn't even know what it was. I was just like, yeah, I want to be that. Like, I don't know. That's dumb.
Have you ever done stand-up?
I have. Yeah, for a brief period of time. It's frightening.
I know. I've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
It is.
Because it's just you. It's not like you're acting. It's not like you're behind a role. It's just you on stage. And sure, you could be like... playing a part, you know, in quotes, playing a character of some sort while telling these jokes, but
you just never know if they're going to land or not.
Yeah, and silence is just...
Ugh, it's the worst feeling.
Brutal, yeah. But it's fun.
So, do you guys have any other projects that you're working on besides Steven that you wanted to talk about?
Besides being a mom and always being, you know, busy with projects for my kids, I have recently, I guess the past couple of years, have been getting together with a singing group that I was a part of. We didn't talk about the Mickey Mouse Club at all, but a show that I did before, a singing group stemmed off of that show. We were called The Party, and we've just recently sort of got back together again, and we're recording an album, and so keep an eye and ear out for it. To be continued.
The Party!
The Party!
So speaking of the Mickey Mouse Club, let's talk about that. You were on it a few years back.
Yes.
How was that experience?
That was an amazing experience. If I could describe it in just a few words, it was sort of like a Saturday Night Live for kids.
Mm-hmm.
A variety show. We every day had a theme. And we had musical guests. We had like music videos that we would film for just the show. We would do comedy skits. There was like a little mini movie series that was going on throughout the week, and we would do some live performances. We did lots of like on location stuff too throughout the parks and at Walt Disney World. But it was really a wonderful experience for a kid my age, you know, back in the day, where I was, you know, getting an education in this industry as a young child, and actually doing it, like, you know, getting my hands and feet dirty. Get your feet dirty. Is that even a saying?
Feet wet.
Yeah, feet wet.
Get your
yes.
feet wet.
I don't know what the Filipino expression is, but.
Wet and dirty. It's just a very messy experience.
Getting your hands dirty.
Yeah,
getting your feet wet.
Yeah, but it was basically a stepping stone
okay.
for
yeah.
everything that was going to come in my life, and I it was just such a great education, like hands on it.
It was like a full time job then.
It was. We had school on the set, and we would have like 3 hours of education in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we would have rehearsal time. Lunch, and then we would film during the evening until about 6:30 p.m., which is, you know, with the child labor laws and everything.
Yeah.
Got it off.
And that's where the 3 hours of school comes from, too.
Exactly.
I have experience with
yeah.
that.
And then whenever we weren't working or we weren't in a scene or whatnot, a music video, we would go back to school and bank hours so that
yeah.
if they needed to remove us early in the morning to do a shoot, like on location or something, then we would have the banked hour time
yeah.
of school.
Whoa.
It's a little loophole that they use, but it's very nice because you still get the time to
you
do
your stuff.
You
still get the time. You do, but and they were very serious about our education.
Yeah.
But we also got to... you know, work with acting coaches as well, and I mean, it was such a great, great experience. And then every once in a while, we would take long bathroom breaks and go and sneak into the park. Great movie ride. It was so much fun.
So you actually did it at Disneyland?
Yeah, at the Disney MGM Studios. At the time, it's Hollywood Studios now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was
fun. Oh, at Hollywood Center Studios?
It's at Hollywood Studios.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's grown a lot since we were there. But they had different studios where the Mickey Mouse Club at the time was like the only thing that was actually being taped there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have like the back lot tour. So people would come and look into the studio, see a
cool.
taping a live studio audience, with a live studio audience. It was, again, boodles of fun.
Have you seen any of the party videos?
No.
Oh, you should Google them. They're amazing. A young D.D. Magna Hall.
Being the older
like,
ones, not the newer ones.
No, the older ones, and like, you are sassy.
Wow.
You have attitude.
Well, you know.
I had to keep up. There's so many hip things going on.
And you know, I have to say that I was an original cast member of that show, but as the years went on, and there were so many seasons of it, but there were so many amazing talents that graced that show.
I could name drop if you like. I'll name drop D.D. Magna Hall.
No.
All right, let's take it back to Michaela, one of your other projects that you were on for a while. You were on Barney.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
That was one of the first voiceover gigs that I ever did, and it was amazing. I learned so much. I voiced Cousin Riff, who was a newer character to the show, and I did that for, I think, five seasons, I don't know.
What color was Riff?
He's orange.
Okay.
He's a hadrosaur. He has sort of a conical shaped head, and
apparently hadrosaurs in prehistoric times. That's how the kind of this cone on their head, that's where sound would come out from their head. So my character, so Riff, in the Barney version, his head would light up.
Right.
Yeah, which was kind of cool slash weird and fun. But yeah, I think working on that show, I learned so much about voice acting. The man who voiced Barney, Dean Wendt, is absolutely incredible. He can imitate anybody. It's like eerie. And Patty Wirtz and Julie Johnson, they were voices of BJ and Baby Bop, respectively. And I don't know, they're just like pros.
You guys did ensemble reports then.
Well, yes. So Barney is live action, but we were in, yeah, it's not animated. I know, it's crazy, right? You think of it as being like a cartoon, but there were kids.
No, I know.
Oh, you were into Barney?
Well, yeah.
And so we actually would be in our own booths, but we had screens, so you could see the director's cut, and then another screen had, it was in quads, so you could see the different cameras, and it was hard. It was almost like doing live ADR, because as the characters, they're like, mouths flap, and so if your character is running across the park, you have to cover for them because sometimes their jaws will open, and so it would look weird if no sound was coming out. So if you notice that your character was like skipping or running, and then even though you don't have dialogue there, you have to fill it
like
just efforts, laughter.
Can I put you on the spot?
Yeah.
Can you do the voice for us?
Yeah, my name's Riff.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so he would like laugh a lot because, you know, he was boisterous and I was running and I'd be like, ha ha, ha ha ha, like just to cover. It was kind of annoying. Yeah.
Riff was
That's cool.
A little boy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Riff's a little guy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Alright guys, well, Dee Dee has to leave, she's heading out of town. Michaela's actually going to stick around for some live calls from the audience, is that cool?
Yeah, bring
it. The lines are open, call now.
Call in now to speak with Zach Callison and his co-stars from Steven Universe. The number to call is 914-338-1303. Call in now and speak to the stars of Cartoon Network's Steven Universe. The phone lines are now officially open here at Teens On Air. 914-338-1303. Again, that number is 914-338-1303. We now go back live in Studio Z with Steven Universe's Zach Callison.
Hello, guys. I'm here, and I've got Michaela Deese back here to take some live calls. What's up, Michaela?
Hi. How are you?
Great. So I think we're ready to take the first caller. I believe our first caller's number is ending in 9505, if I'm reading this right.
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't even know if you could hear me. Sorry, I'm just being as bad.
I can hear you. We've got our first caller live at 9505. What's up?
Hi, what's up, Zach?
Hey, tell me your name.
My name is Jenna, remember?
Oh, hey, good to hear from you again.
Yeah, good to hear you too, Zach.
So, did you have a question for Michaela or I?
Yes, how is your acting, amateurs, like, how is, do you like it? Do you have fun with it?
In fact, I don't just like it, I love it. And I have so much fun, because I get to spend the day with people like Zach. So, yeah, I feel really lucky to have it as a job.
That's very fun and very lucky. Can you do a voice for me?
What kind of a voice?
Anything. It doesn't matter.
How about Amethyst?
oh, well, this is my amateur voice, like, Steven. But, yeah, I don't really change my voice for amethyst, I feel like. But, I can do a little kid. Yeah.
Sure, you can do
the little kid voice.
Yes.
Well, okay. But the best part of question is calling into Zach Kelson's plug spot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in again.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I love you
thanks.
Guys, and you guys rock.
Have a great
Thank
weekend.
Thank you so much. Yeah. All right. So our next caller's number ends in 7531. And actually, you know what? We just got Megan Henry live on Teens on Air. And Megan, can you hear me? Are you there?
Hey, is this Zach?
Yeah, it's me. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. So I heard you had something to say about the event we're co-hosting coming up.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say I'm so excited to be co-hosting with you and Ashley Argota. It's going to be so much fun. And, of course, for all the listeners out there, I want to remind them that Kaylee Stallings is having her CD release party on June 21st at Busby's East in Los Angeles. And I think it's going to be so much fun. I mean, you're going to be there, and Ashley's going to be there. And Ashley's from Nickelodeon's True Jackson VP, and ABC's The Fosters. So I know a lot of people would love to see her. And I'll be co-hosting with you guys, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good show, and Kaylee's really talented. So it's going to be a fun little party.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Megan.
Of course. And don't forget, you know, everyone who's listening, you guys can get information and purchase tickets on facebook.com/AAMPromotions or www.ezway.me. I'm excited. I hope everyone comes out.
We'll see you guys there. Like you said, check out the tickets, and we'll see you guys on June 21st. Thanks again, Megan.
I'll see you later, Zach.
All right, let's get back to the fan call-in, shall we?
Yeah. Also, I've been looking up on eBay, Zach, and when Dee Dee was talking about those dentist chairs, you can buy one for, like, under $500.
What, a dentist chair, like Dee Dee was talking about?
Yeah. You can buy one on eBay for under $500.
I don't know how I feel about that. That feels like it's a little mildly disturbing that you can get that type of equipment so easily.
Yeah, it's kind of creeps, but I like it.
Well, there's my summer vacation project. I'm going to set up a dentistry office in my apartment.
Please do.
All right. Maybe our next caller is a dentist. Let's get back to you. 7531, number ending in 7531. Let's put them live. And
hello?
You're live on Teens on Air. Hey.
Hi. This is
what's your name?
Like, I just Grace Rolick. I just wanted to say hey.
Hi, Grace.
How are you guys?
Good.
We're great. Having fun.
Just tuned in. My mom was like, oh, Zach and Michaela are doing a radio show today. You have to say hi. So I wanted to say hi and say I love what you guys are doing so far. You guys sound great.
Oh, my God. You're so funny. Connie, Grace plays Connie, and you really are amazing on the show. You do such great work.
Aww,
and it's so
thanks,
fun
guys.
To work with you. Yeah.
No, yeah, it's super fun working with you guys, and I just wanted to say hey, because I heard you guys. I'm sad I missed Dee Dee, but
yeah.
Yeah, she had to hop on a plane, but maybe we'll have you on the show soon for a full segment.
Oh, yeah,
fun.
I didn't know you did a radio show, so this is really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a new thing. This is episode 4 or 5, I think, but we've been having a blast so far.
Awesome. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say
good news
hi.
From you, Grace. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I'll be listening.
And I'm sure we'll see
All
you
right.
in the studio soon.
Yes, definitely.
All right. as Michaela mentioned, that was Grace Rolex. She plays Connie on Steven Universe with the two of us, and very talented voice actress. So our next caller, I think their number ends in 1637.
Ooh, lucky.
And live on
Steven Internet.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're live on Steven
Internet.
What's your name?
My name's Gabby. I'm actually known as Guppy the Green on Twitter. I've been following you guys for a while. Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. Hi. I just wanted to say, you guys are doing such a great job on the show, and I love it, and my family loves it too. And we all actually like to get together and watch it on Wednesdays when it airs. So thanks for making a show that everybody can watch and shows even me. I'm 25, but I love the show, and it really kind of sinks in with me. So I just wanted to say thanks for making that show.
Well, thank you for tuning in.
Of course.
I love that it's become a family experience for you, and I love that in this scenario, you know, age doesn't matter.
Nope.
Yeah, this show really does transcend numbers and ages, so that's cool.
I do have a question for you guys.
Okay.
First off, what is it like working with Rebecca Sugar? And secondly, what do you guys think is going to happen? I mean, do you guys get an idea of where the season's going to end? Or I'm not asking for spoilers, but do you get an idea of where the season's going to end? All that kind of stuff. I mean, do you get an idea, or do you just, like, take it as you come?
Michaela, you want to talk about Rebecca?
Sure. Yeah, I would love to talk about Rebecca. Well, I'm a huge fan of Rebecca from her work on Adventure Time. And so being able to actually work with her and be, both directed by her and just, like, be there when she explains her vision for each storyboard or for each episode it's pretty cool to hear it, like, directly from her mouth. when she's sort of pitching, like, what's happening in each episode to us. She's really a lovely, lovely human being. She's very kind, and I really, I think my favorite part about her is her sense of humor.
It's there in Steven Universe. It's there.
Yeah, she's a very intelligent sense of humor, and and then what was the second question? Or do you want to answer that one, Zach?
I think about what's coming up. Well, Rebecca has clued us into a lot of the stuff that comes up on the show that we unfortunately aren't allowed to talk about. But
no, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, she created a whole universe with the whole storyline in mind, and it's really amazing to see her genius at work with the whole plot line as it's unfolding now. And we have so many episodes yet to record that some of them we don't even know what they are. So we've got a fun ride ahead of us, and Steven's going to be running
awesome.
For a long time.
Good. I'm really pleased about that. Oh, one more quick question.
Sure.
Okay.
What's it like working with Estelle?
Oh,
is she cool?
She's the coolest. We got to record with her a bunch for some of the earlier apps, but she's a busy lady, very accomplished.
Yeah, I know.
And now she does not record from the LA studio, so we don't really see her as much. But, I love when I catch the episodes when they air on TV, I love listening to her voice. It's just, like,
yeah,
so cool and smooth. Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, thank you guys for answering my questions.
No problem. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
of course.
Thanks, Gabby.
I will. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, moving right along. Thank you guys for your patience. We're going to take the next caller ending in 4122, I believe. Let's put him live.
Hello?
Hey, welcome to Teens on Air. What's your name?
My name's Scorpio.
Scorpio? Full name, man.
What up, Scorpio? I am a Scorpio.
As am I.
Oh, you
wow.
are?
Yeah, well, I'm a Scorpio Libra cusp, October 23rd.
Oh.
But that's
okay.
That's beside the point. So do you have a question, Scorpio?
Yeah, I have a question for both you guys. What do you hope to see out of your characters within the course of the show? In terms of development, like, or growth?
Well, I think for Amethyst, they started pretty early in showing her depth. Not only does she like to crack jokes and be kind of a funny person and find humor in a lot of things, I also like how they're showing her kind of darker side, her more vulnerable side. So I hope that they continue to develop those layers.
For me, I feel like Steven, a lot of the show is about Steven maturing and growing up, and that's the theme that can really be dug into and has been so far in the episodes that have aired. It's interesting to watch how the character changes over the course of the show. He still retains the high energy and the curiosity of who Steven is, but watching him and playing him growing up has been really interesting, sometimes a little too fast in the case of the 10,000 birthdays. That was an interesting episode, but it's interesting to watch him grow up and have to change my voice to go along with it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for answering my question.
No problem.
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks, Scorpio.
Bye.
All right. So we have a couple callers left, and let's see, 0358, number ending in 0358. Let's get them on, and all right, you're live on Teens on Air. Hello? Is anyone home?
Hello?
Hello? I don't think we got anybody on the line, Michaela.
Sad, but I do like how you're calling out these numbers like you're a bingo caller. You'd be an amazing bingo caller.
Who has a number 5? A number 7?
B7.
All right. Well, I don't think they're on the air anymore. We'll move on to the next caller. 3903. I think this is going to be our last caller as well. And, looks like they just hung up. I guess they got a little shy.
Sad.
All right.
Maybe I shouldn't talk about bingo.
Well, in that case, Michaela, I'd like to thank you for sticking around and doing some of these call-ins.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I'm so glad we got to do this. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, it's been a really fun episode. Thank you to everybody out there who listened to Teens on Air tonight. A bigger thank you to the people who called in and asked great questions. It was fun. And I do have one interesting thing to announce. Michaela, you might find this interesting as well. Our co-star on Steven Universe, Matthew Moy, who plays Lars on the show, as well as being on the hit sitcom Two Broke Girls, he's going to be on Teens on Air next week. It's going to be a really fun interview. Very funny guy. Can't wait for that.
Yes, the Moy Wonder. Find him at the Moy Wonder.
Yeah, that's his Twitter. I love that name, at the Moy Wonder.
I should be his hype man. I'll just go hype him up wherever he goes.
Yeah, stalk him on Twitter during the show, so he has to respond while I'm talking to him. All right, guys.
Hi.
Well, that wraps up Teens on Air for tonight. And once again, thank you to everybody who listened. Next Friday at 6 p.m., Matthew Moy is going to be on the show. I'll be here. I'm your host, Zach Callison. Good night, everybody.